Hi, I'm Perry Statham. As he said, I'm from IBM. I work in the Bluemix cloud division, doing software as a service. We have several DevOps services, kind of where my focus is at. Unfortunately, my colleague Nicholas was not able to make it today, so I'm on my own. He's leaving me out here in the cold. Let me start off with this. Just a show of hands, how many folks in the room have a dashboard like this one? Just about everyone. Ingrid, I know you have one because you said you have like 900 of them, right? So from this dashboard, you can see all kinds of neat metrics up here, you know, how full our file system is, and you know, how much storage is available, what our CPU is doing. So where on this dashboard can you tell how your users are doing? Right, nowhere. What about this one? So this is kind of showing run queue times. It's doing average on the left and a nice histogram on the right. A little bit closer to maybe what the user's experiencing. Everybody has dashboards like these? Yep, okay. Are our users happy? Can you tell? No, not really. So the focus of this talk is gonna be about what I'm calling outside-in SRE. And the ideas from this come from basically two books. The first one is, well, besides the Google book, of course. The first one is The Inmates Are Running the Asylum, Why High-Tech Products Drive Us Crazy and How to Restore the Sanity. Was written by Alan Cooper in the late 90s. The premise of the book was pretty much that the design of consumer technology is generally from the engineer's perspective. If the tech is not doing what the user wants, then assume that the user is at fault. They're doing something wrong. It's not the tech's fault, okay? In that book, he asserts that tech needs to be designed from the outside in. He actually calls it outside-in design. Look at technology from the user's perspective and designed to help them. As engineers, we need to understand what our users really want, what makes them happy, or at the very least, not angry when they interact with our technology. The second book is called Outside-In Software Development, A Practical Approach to Successful Stakeholder-Based Products by Carl Kessler and John Schweitzer, a couple of IBMers. Wrote that, it came out about 2008, and it expands on the inmate's book to the full software development cycle or process. So, like I said, in this talk, I'd like to expand these concepts to SRE. So as reliability engineers, I think we should develop and operate our services always with the user's perspective in mind. In other words, from the outside in. We should engineer our services to help our users reliably achieve their goals with the best possible experience. Some people might call outside in user-centered, and that's probably the more general term. I liked how these folks call, thought of it as turning things around from engineer's perspective to the user's perspective, outside in, and so I'm going with that. Okay, so let's start with some definitions. First of all, service levels, okay? Service level is how well we are able to help our users achieve their goals. In other words, how satisfied or happy we can make our users. A few more definitions. These are straight from the Google book. Service level indicators, SLIs, a carefully defined quantitative measure of some aspect of the level of service that is provided. SLOs, a target value or range of values for a service level that is measured by an SLI. And even though this talk is mostly about SLIs and SLOs, for completeness, we have service level agreements an explicit or implicit contract with your users that include consequences of meeting or missing the SLOs that they contain. So the rest of this discussion is about finding the right indicators and objectives to keep your users happy. So let's dig into the tools for outside in. What are the primary tools? There's actually two. The first tool is the persona. A persona is a model of a user or some other kind of stakeholder. It includes skills, roles, goals, authority. It often includes personal attributes such as age, sex, and culture. And usually it's given a proper name. That way you can communicate with your teammates, with your colleagues, with others in the organization using that name. So you, instead of saying, well, the sysadmin does this, you can say, well, Joseph does this, or Mary likes it that way. The other tool that we use heavily is the scenario. The scenario is basically the steps performed to achieve a goal. It's often told as stories. Okay, so what can we measure to reflect happiness? There's some obvious ones, and there's all kinds of things that you can measure. I'm just gonna go through a couple. But the first obvious one is time. You know, how responsive is the user interface? Does it feel snappy? Are we showing a lot of system busy icons? How quickly do our users achieve their goals? Do back-end transactions complete quickly? Are there too many steps? Is there too much time between steps? Another way of, another thing to measure is, going back to that scenario, divergence, right? So if we've defined a scenario, you know what, I missed a step here, but if we define a scenario and we kind of know what's expected from that, then we can measure how the user is interacting with the system and if they're actually following the scenario. So for example, have they started down a path and then given up, right? Or have they done a lot of extra interactions while they're trying to achieve their goal? Or does it look like they're lost and they're clicking around and can't find where they want to get to? Are they interacting with the help interface? Are they consecutively clicking the same button more than once, right? As I said, there's a whole lot of different indicators that we can look for, time, number of transactions, and so forth, right? But how do we know if our users are happy? Now, so the first part was on SLIs. Now let's talk about SLOs. Okay, so we can infer from the interaction that they're having. Are they getting a bunch of warnings or errors, such as bad passwords, you know, wrong input, too many transactions? Are they repeating the same interactions with the same inputs? Like, for example, submitting a form too many times or more than once? Are they following the interaction scenarios that we expect? We can look at anomalies in the SLIs, generally using automated algorithms such as percentiles and other quantiles, or seasonal trend decomposition procedure based on LOS, STL. There's all kinds of algorithms. I mean, literally Google anomaly detection and you'll find all kinds of them. Percentiles is probably the easiest. The others, you know, go from there. We can ask our users. We can do passive buttons on our interface for thumbs up, thumbs down, like, dislike, happy, sad, some number of stars. How many have seen, and I'm not going to show this here, on literally Microsoft Office, have you ever noticed in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little happy face? Office 365, has anybody ever seen this? Yes. How many of you clicked it? How many have actually given feedback? Ah, so maybe 0.5% of the room. We can ask interactively. So during our interaction, you know, how was your experience? Or after our interaction, how was your experience? Has anybody ever used Zoom, zoom.us? Okay, I'm not gonna show it here because we don't have a lot of time, but I love how at the end of every e-meeting, they have a little dialogue. How was your experience? Good, bad, that's it. We can ask semi-interactively, right? We can do like a little tutip that pops up and fades out, you know, saying, are you having a good experience? Let us know by clicking the like button. And then it disappears and gets out of your way. We can do surveys. Anybody familiar with Hand's Net Promoter Score? Okay, about a third of the room. So the Net Promoter Score is really neat. It only asks one question. How likely is it that you would recommend X brand to a friend or colleague? And that's it. And from that, you infer what the user's actually thinking. We can ask some kinds of representative, right? Anyone that regularly interacts with our users, product managers, salespeople, support people, user experience designers, anybody that has regular interaction. While all these folks can give us a sense of our users' satisfaction, the caveats, the downside is the sample period can be quite long, such as like a release cycle for a product manager, and because you're asking somebody else to interpret what the user is actually wanting, there can be human biases in the mix, and so you have to filter those out. We can ask social media. We can go analyze Twitter, Reddit, Stack Overflow, Quora, Facebook, just about everything. IBM, a lot of companies have our own forums that we can go look at. Any place where people express themselves. We leverage tools. I kind of like Watson Sentiment Analysis, Watson Tone Analyzer, to go do this analysis for us. And then finally, we can combine these methods, right? We can use one method, maybe the asking representatives, to identify problems, and then we can focus in and narrow down into the details. We can focus on specific personas and scenarios or on some aspect of a scenario, such as the user's geography or what experience level the user has. So we might even, for example, we're asking interactively or passively via the user interface, maybe we only ask those users in a specific geography, or we only ask those users that meet some criteria that we need to focus in on, right? And we focus on suspected problem areas. So for example, if we've had a change that introduced a different kind of backup process on our back end, well, maybe we want to do some querying of our users at that point to see is that really affecting their experience, right? It could be, so maybe it goes from an interaction with the user interface goes from, half a second to a second, right? So that's 100% increase in response time, but still, that's pretty good for most folks. Or maybe it's not. That's where you need to find out. Caveats. Okay, beware of the skew. So you got to you're kind of thinking about what does the user want, right? And when is the user vocal? When does the user provide feedback? and you kind of have to put yourself into their shoes. And especially when you're like, you know, looking at, you know, analyzing social media, or getting, you know, disconnected in point in time feedback, right? Generally, this, the rule of thumb, and it's definitely worth testing in your own organization, the term that comes to mind is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? It's the unhappy users that tend to provide more unsolicited comments, right? So if you're all you're looking at, as, at is unsolicited comments, then that's going to skew your perception of what the users are actually feeling, right? Aggregate carefully. They actually talk about this a little bit in the Google book. When you're aggregating your data, you know, be careful about hiding anomalies, right? Using the average does this a lot. So, you know, the rule of thumb is don't use averages. Yes, my second slide had an average. That's obviously something that we're going to be looking at. Okay, and not all users are the same. Even the same persona, there can be variations, experience, culture, personality, location, all kinds of, all of these attributes can be different, you know, within even the same persona, right? Okay, so that's, I actually went through that a whole lot faster than I planned to. I had actually planned some interactions. Let's do a quick exercise that I was going to do in the middle of the deck, and then I forgot. Let's develop a persona. So we're all attending a conference. We're a conference attendees. What would a persona of a conference attendee be like? What attributes? So anybody? Liz. Right, so people who are looking for education and are either early on the experience level or later in the experience level, right? Okay, what might be another attribute for a conference attendee? How about everybody has a certain amount of time, limited amount of time. The conference is only for 3 days. You know, you have certain interests, right? So that might affect the persona, right? Okay. Okay, I'm real nervous over this, so just work with me, guys. I appreciate it. And so what might be an interaction that what might be a goal for one of these conference attendee personas? Let's see if I can pull it up. Okay. So one of the goals, one of the scenarios might for a conference attendee might be get me my schedule, right? So, you know, so if we go to the conference website, we can go to, you know, we can interact with the website and get the schedules for certain days. Question, let's see, let's do this. Where's my schedule? By the way, I hope that, is there anybody in the room that actually worked on this app? Okay, good. So where's my schedule? I go to BOFS, I can go to, you know, click the different days. You know, I might go to, you know, scroll down here. I don't see where my schedule is, right? eventually, I mean, ideally, somebody in the scenario, somebody can do click, click, and have their schedule. But on this app, what I noticed, am I even gonna get it? Nope, it's not working. No, there it is. So you have to click your little icon in the upper right and then click your schedule, right? So these are interactions that we can, if you instrument the app, you can see or measure how well me as an attendee in the role of this persona can do things, right? How much I'm diverging from the planned scenario.